pastor's study will take us to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, in verse number 17. Let's turn there right now to Mark chapter 2, verse number 17. In Mark 2, verse 17, the Word of God says this: "And when Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Again, Mark 2, chapter 2, verse 17. "When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Today on the Pastor's Study, I want to talk a little bit about the great physician. The great physician. I don't care much for doctors, amen. I appreciate what they know and what they do. But I don't personally like going to them. Do you? Doctors cost us a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of pain sometimes. However, sometimes they provide a great help, a great deal of help to those who are hurting, amen? Yes, our physical bodies will always need a physician. But these people, as good as they are, can never ever help our spiritual man. You can take all the penicillin in the world, my friend, and still die without Jesus. You can retain the greatest medical doctor in the world, and that man, regardless of his prominence, his education, his prestige, or whatever else he may possess, can never save your inner man. You see, my friend, your soul needs another type of physician. Your soul, my friend, needs the great physician. I want to tell you about the great physician today. First of all, I want to tell you, he is a physician who never, ever misdiagnosed a case, amen. Doctors make mistakes, don't they? But let me tell you, Dr. Jesus doesn't. He has diagnosed all men as sinners. The Bible tells us in Romans 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 22, "But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin." Amen. You see, he knows us. He knows us. Yes, man, he doesn't see. The Lord doesn't see it, seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And what does he see? He sees man as needing a Savior. And Matthew chapter 9 and verse 12, the Word of God says, "But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." You see, some spiritual doctors will mess you up. Dr. Law, Dr. Atheist, Dr. Agnostic, Dr. No Hell, Dr. False Peace, Dr. Good Enough, Dr. Do Better, Dr. Time Enough, Dr. Too Late. Only one, my friend, will tell you the truth, and that's Dr. Jesus. See, Dr. Jesus one day met a rich young ruler over there in Matthew chapter 19. And he came and he asked Dr. Jesus a question in Matthew 19 in verse number 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And of course, this was under the Old Testament law. He comes and he asks Jesus, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Amen. And of course, Dr. Jesus is going to tell him the truth, tell him what he needs. Amen. And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one. That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lacketh I yet? He's saying, All these things, Jesus, I've done since I was a young boy. Jesus saith unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, not sinless, but perfect, right with God, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. See, he asked him, what did he need to do that he might have eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the commandments. Amen. But see, there was one thing that he didn't. He kept some of the commandments that Jesus has mentioned, but he was still covetous. Amen. Because he told this young rich man to sell what he had, and to give to the poor, and to come and follow him. And then we read, but the young man heard that saying, but when the young man heard that saying, went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Amen. Jesus gave him the truth, but he didn't want to do it. Amen. Amen. Dr. Jesus will always tell you the truth. Amen. You might not like to hear it, but he will always tell you the truth, tell you what you need to do to be right with God. Number two, Dr. Jesus, he is a physician who never charged a patient. You see, my dear friend, his care is free. In Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 1, we're reminded of that when it says, Ho, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, see that? He that hath no money, come ye buy. Then we read in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, In the spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life. How? Freely. Amen. Dr. Jesus' care is free. You see, my dear friend, His bill has already been paid. That's right. Oh, on there on the cross in John, Gospel of John, chapter 19 and verse 30, we read in the Word of God, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. He's already paid your bill. Amen. He's already paid the price. Amen. And that price, oh, what an expensive price. Amen. You have been bought. Amen. You have been bought. The price that was paid, the price to buy you back, to redeem you from the slave market of sin, was a precious, a blood of God's Son. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20, the Word of God says, For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. As a way of an illustration, amen. Remember the 10 lepers. There were 10 lepers in Luke chapter 17. They all came to Jesus, amen. They all came to Jesus, and they were all healed. But you know something? They were all healed, but none paid. My dear friend, Dr. Jesus is a physician who never charged a patient. Dr. Jesus, he is a physician who never wrote a wrong prescription, amen? Doctors mess up all the time, don't they, with medications? Sometimes they fail to ask you, amen, what other medications you are on, amen? And sometimes medications interact with one another and make you sick, amen? But let me tell you, Dr. Jesus, he's a physician who never wrote a wrong prescription. Jesus never does. Listen to me now. He prescribes this treatment for you and I, for us. He says for self, he said for you and I to come to him. His prescription is to come to him. And Matthew 11, verse 28, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Is that you? Does that describe you? Well, he gives you the prescription to come to him. And he says, if you'll do that, he promises, and I will give you rest. Amen. Maybe you need satisfaction. Amen. This old world will never satisfy you, my friend. You'll always come up empty. But Jesus describes the right thing for satisfaction. He says, come and drink. In John, the Gospel of John, in chapter 7, verse 37, he says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And then he gives us not only the prescription, the treatment for self to come to me, the treatment for satisfaction, come and drink, but also the treatment for service, come and follow. And Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. You see, my dear friend, Dr. Jesus' way always worked. Amen. As a way of illustration, remember that blind man in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 9. Jesus told him, after Jesus had spit in the dirt and the clay and made like a couple of mud pies and put them in the man's one right eye and the left eye, what did he tell him to do? He said, to go wash your eyes, son, in the pool of Siloam. And what happened? He did, and he received his sight. Oh, my dear friend, his ways always work. He always gives you the right prescription, the all right treatment that you and I need. Remember Naaman the Syrian general, in 2 Kings chapter 5. He was a great man, but what? He was a leper. And he was told by the man of God. He was given the treatment. He was told to go and dip himself seven times in the Jordan River. And you know what? Because it was God's way, because it was God's treatment, he was healed of his leprosy. Amen. My friend, Dr. Jesus' way still works today and will work. Amen. You want to be saved today? You want to know that your sins are forgiven, that when you die, you'd go to heaven? Well, the prescription, the treatment for that is, my friend, found in Acts chapter 16 and verse 31. They said to that Philippian jailer when he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Oh, my dear friend, yes, he is a physician. Dr. Jesus is a physician who never wrote a wrong prescription. Let me tell you something else about Dr. Jesus. He is a physician who never, ever lost a case. That's right. He never lost one patient. You see, doctors lose patients all the time, amen, but not Jesus. He never loses, amen. In John chapter 18, the Gospel of John in chapter 18 and verse 9, it says that the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, of them which thou gavest me, I have lost none. Amen. He has never lost a case, my dear friend. Over there in John chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Yeah, he'll never lose one. He'll never lose you, my friend. You cannot lose your salvation. He's never lost a patient. He's never lost a case, amen. Many a patient has slipped away into eternity from a physician's hand, but Dr. Jesus' hands will hold you, my friend, all the way home. Yes, Dr. Jesus is a physician who never lost a case. Let me tell you something else now about Dr. Jesus. Yes, he is a physician who never, ever turned a patient away. That's right. Doctors do, for various reasons, amen, turn patients away. But Jesus never will. He wants all. That's right. He wants all. That's why he came, he said. In Luke chapter 19, in verse number 10, he said, for the Son of Man has come. What's the reason for the Son of Man? Why did Jesus come? To seek, my friend, to seek and to save that which was lost. We have the illustration, amen, at the great feast. The supper was made, and the master called those to come. He told the servants to go out in the highways and the byways, amen. And they started to make excuses one after another. One just got married. He had to attend to his bride. One had just bought some land. He had to see after it. One had bought some oxen, and he had to see after them, amen. And there were still some places left at the great supper, amen, at the dinner, amen, at the great feast. And the master, God the Father, sent out, amen, some more servants to go. And he said, go out in the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. The halt, amen, the lame and the blind. See, my friend, he, Dr. Jesus, will not turn you away. We have this great promise in the Gospel of John, amen, in the Gospel of John chapter 6 and verse number 37. Jesus said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Oh, my friend, oh, Dr. Jesus, he is a good doctor. He is a physician who never turned a patient away. Let me tell you something else about Dr. Jesus. Dr. Jesus, he is a physician who never has a waiting line. He is a physician who never has a waiting line. A doctor's visit, amen, can take all day. I've had that happen to me, and I'm sure you've had it happen to you. Wait for this, wait for that. Amen. Get this test, get that test. But let me tell you, Jesus, Dr. Jesus, will never make you or I wait. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, amen. If you want to be saved, he says, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. There's no waiting around to be saved. There's no waiting line. He never will make you wait. He says, come and come now. Amen. Even for the saints. Even for those that are saved. He hears right now. He hears your prayers. He hears your supplications. He hears your intercessions. He hears right now. In Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah 65 in verse number 24. The word of God says, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, God says. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. That's right. There's never, ever a waiting line for Dr. Jesus. Be it for salvation, be it for solace of the saint of God, amen. You know, sometimes you try to get a hold of your doctor in the middle of the night. Isn't that right, my dear friend? Have you ever tried to do that? And what do you get? An answering service. An answering service. Another person. But let me tell you, amen, a Dr. Jesus, my dear friend, does not have an answering service. When you call, you get a direct line to him, amen. Praise the Lord for that. Dr. Jesus never has a waiting line, amen. His work, my friend, that's right. His work is in the immediate. We have that woman there in Mark chapter 5. Remember her with the issue of blood? And she touched the garment of Jesus. And what was the result? We read in Mark chapter 5 and verse 29. it says in straightway. That word straightway is another word for immediately. The fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Amen. There wasn't any waiting around. There wasn't a waiting line to get to see Jesus. She touched but his garment, and immediately, straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Oh, remember the beggar, blind Bartimaeus, sitting by the roadside there in Mark chapter 10. And Jesus passed by. He heard Jesus was coming. And when he came to Jesus, we are told in Mark chapter 10, in verse 52, and immediately he received his sight. Immediately he received his sight. You see, my dear friend, Dr. Jesus works in the immediate. You don't have to keep coming back for treatments, my friend. You just come for one treatment for salvation, amen. You're immediately saved. In fact, the time, my friend, if you've never come to Jesus, you need to come to him right now. You need to repent of your sins, telling God you know that you're a sinner, you're sorry for your sins, you repent of your sins, you ask God for the forgiveness of your sins, and you receive by faith Jesus Christ, God's Son, into your heart for the payment for your sin. Do it right now. The Bible tells us don't put it off. In Proverbs 27, verse 1, it says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You don't know if you have the next second, the next minute, amen, the next hour, the next day, month, a week, or whatever day or year. Come to Jesus now. Don't put it off, amen. Let me give you an illustration of that. We are told in Luke chapter 12 about the rich fool that boasted about all that he had, how bright his future was. And he made plans to build bigger barns, amen, because the ground was so fruitful. But he made no provisions. That's right, nothing, niente, not. He made no provisions for his spiritual need. What happened? Yeah, he was thinking about, I got plenty of time. I got tomorrow. I got next year. But what happened in Luke chapter 12, amen, and verse chapter 20, Luke 12, verse 20, we read about what happened to this man. God came to him and said unto him, God said unto him, thou fool. That's right, he was a fool. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? He said, you don't have tomorrow, my friend, you fool. You put it off. You put it off and you put it off. Well, tonight you're going to die. Your soul is going to be required. You're going to come into eternity, amen. You're going to spend time in eternity in a lake of fire, amen. And what about those things, all those things you had, amen, that you accumulated? Somebody else is going to use them. Somebody else is going to enjoy them. That's right. My friend, that's right. Dr. Jesus, he's a physician who never has a waiting line. Let me tell you something else about Dr. Jesus. He is a physician who never hurt a patient. He is a physician who never hurt a patient. That's right. You see, a treatment can be painful, can it not? And all that Jesus does with you, for you, and in you will only help you, my dear friend. It will never, ever hurt you. You need to remember that when you're going through a time of trial and testing, amen. You must remember what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, amen. Everything that he does in your life and my life is not to hurt us, amen. It's because he loves us, we belong to him, and he's trying to conform us, amen, to the image of his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, his ways, that's right, leads to life. Any other way leads to death and destruction. In Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 25, we're told, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen. You want to do it God's way. Don't do it your way. Don't come up with some idea, because your way is going to lead, amen, to death. That's right. So, my dear friend, we see Dr. Jesus. He is a physician that never, ever hurt a patient. Let me tell you something else about Dr. Jesus. He's a physician. He is a physician who never turned down a house call. He is a physician that never turned down a house call, amen. See, your doctor, amen, you call him up, he won't come to your house, amen. But let me tell you, Dr. Jesus will. When Jesus comes in, that house of yours is changed, amen. We see the great illustration of this in Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas, amen, are put in a Philippian jail. And we see the Philippian jailer get saved, and as a result of the Philippian jailer getting saved, that his whole household got saved. Amen. See, when he comes into your house, the Lord Jesus Christ, everything will change. Amen. We see in Mark chapter 1 that when Jesus came to Peter's house, that he healed Peter's mother-in-law of the fever. Amen. We see in Mark chapter 5 that when Jesus came to the home of one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus, that he raised his daughter from the death. You see, Jesus, he is a physician. Dr. Jesus is a physician that will never, ever turn down a house call. You can call him in the middle of the night. You can call him any time of day, and he'll come. He'll come and call on you. He'll come to your house. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Dr. Jesus, my friend, is a physician who never turned down a house call. And let me say this, last but not least, Dr. Jesus, he is a physician who never requires a return visit, amen. Dr. Jesus is a physician who never requires a return visit. See, a doctor, amen, I don't know if this has happened to you, but a doctor will run you to death. Coming to see him. He'll see you. He'll check you out. Come back and see me in a month or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So we got to take blood or we got to take this x-ray. But let me tell you, when Jesus does his work, it is done. Amen. For God so loved the world, we're told, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. My friend, you don't have to come back to Jesus, Dr. Jesus, to be saved. Amen. Again and again and again. No. He saves you, and he saves you once and for all. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're saved eternally. Oh, you'll come back to him. You will come back to see him often, but not for treatment, but just to love the great physician. You see, my friend, when Jesus works, it's a done deal. There's no more return visits. Amen. Once you're saved, you're always saved. Dr. Jesus, amen, Dr. Jesus. What have we seen today on our study? Dr. Jesus is a physician who never misdiagnosed a case. Dr. Jesus is a physician who never charged a patient. Dr. Jesus is a physician who never wrote a wrong prescription. Dr. Jesus is a physician who never lost a case. Dr. Jesus is a physician that never turned a patient away. Dr. Jesus is a physician who never has a waiting line. Dr. Jesus is a physician who never hurt a patient. Dr. Jesus is a physician who will never ever turn down a house call. And Dr. Jesus is a physician that will never require a return visit. My friend, if you've never come to Dr. Jesus, won't you come to him? Come to him right now. Come to him today and receive life eternal. This is Pastor Gino Cassieri. That's all the time we have on the Pastor's Study today. Until we meet again, my prayer is for each and every one of you that God would richly bless you, and good day.